Can you hear me now? Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to first off pull out my glasses because I have to. Who made the writing so small in the back of this thing? I want to read to you guys a little bit from what we read earlier, okay? From the Old Testament reading that says, "Therefore choose life that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him, for he is your life." And the word I want to focus on there is choose, your choice. So, many of you guys, I'll just say it. I help to build buildings. Ugh. So, when I go to work, I have to put on the right outfit in order to work. They can't just let me walk on the jobs like this because that would not be safe. And they're really concerned about my safety. So I get to wear a plastic hat. There you go. What do you think this is good for? What does it protect? My head. You're right. Okay. Then I have to put on these. And what do these protect? My eyes. That's right. Okay. Wait. Here, got to get more. Hold this for me for a second. No. Thank you. But what do these protect? My hands. Right. And what does this protect? Help me not to get what? Dirty. Well, that, but it's also so that the big trucks don't, they can see me, right? Because it's called high visibility clothing. And I'm a little bit of a construction nerd, so I have a little notebook. I have a really cool calculator here. Pens, pencils, glasses, when I lose this pair right here. I got all kinds of stuff. Okay, so those are the things I have to wear when I go to work. I don't get to choose whether or not I work. If I don't put these on, I also actually have to wear boots too. Then I got to leave the job site. So I always wear them because I have to. We all are out there and you can't miss us. All of us bright guys out there. But it rains a lot where I work right now. And I do have a choice. Here's the other thing that I have. What is that? Yeah, what's that? It's a rain jacket. That's right. This is my brand new rain jacket. I had one before. It was old. It did not keep me dry. And it was kind of red. So every time I wore it, I would get really wet and all my clothes would be kind of pink underneath there. So it was time. I had that one for about 12 years. So I have this brand new raincoat. I can put this on. Aren't I styling now? Yeah. All right. So it's my choice whether to put this on. What's going to happen if it's raining outside and I don't put this on? I'm going to get not just wet. Sometimes I get soaking wet and I wish that I had put it on, but it's my choice to make. So I have a rule book that tells me what I must do, but then I've got my own choices to make too. So rules, 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 rules. I have rules about everything that I do, about scaffolding, ladders, chemicals, all kinds of things. So what I found out about the rules is most of the time that the rules are there to help protect me and keep me safe, right? So the rules can be a very good thing, but it's my decision a lot of times whether or not I'm going to follow those rules. So if you remember what I just read here at the beginning, it came from Deuteronomy. It's written long, 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 long time ago. But it was God telling his people of Israel they needed to choose life. They needed to choose to follow him. And we're given that same choice. We need to choose to follow God with our whole heart. And he wants us to do that. So that's what I'm encouraging you guys to continue to do every day, is to choose life in God. Okay, I'm going to ask a quick prayer and then have you guys take a seat, all right? Thank you, Father, for giving us the ability to choose. Help us to choose you and to choose life. Amen.